This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us. And in the chair across from me, as he is every Saturday night, Brooks Stockberger, the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, good to have you here.
Thanks, Fred. It's always good to be here.
Well, a lot of folks are probably listening to us today, traveling the roads, going from store to store to store, because this is it. Through tomorrow night, it's tax-free weekend in New Mexico. And I'm telling you, you and I talked about this before we sat down. One year I made the mistake of doing this, going to, don't hold it against me, merchants, because it's not really a mistake. You know, it's good to go and support our local businesses. But I went out to a store on this particular weekend, and oh my goodness, I mean, I waited in line a lot to save that 8% on the sales tax.
Yeah, you got to decide how much is your time worth, of course.
That's right.
But if you're buying a lot of stuff, if you're buying a lot of items for your children as they get ready to go back to school, you can save up. Or if, you know, you can get computer and up to $1,000 worth of computer and some computer.
So I was going to say, if it was a high value item like a computer, maybe a computer that's close to that $1,000 price, then you're really going to save some money with that sales tax exemption.
Exactly, yeah. So, or if you just happen to be going shopping anyway, you know, you might as well save the tax, I guess. Plus, there are a lot of stores who will have extra sales. You know, they figure they're attracting people in anyway, so let's have extra deals. That sort of stuff. And it's already started. It's ran all day Friday. It's all day today and all day Sunday, tomorrow. Clear up until midnight, so you can go to Walmart at 3 a.m. if you want and save save on some items. I always find it very interesting, too, because there are weird things about the way it is. You know, like a belt with a belt buckle is not taxed, but a belt buckle itself is. And bowling shirts are not taxed, but bowling shoes are. But we have the link. You can get the entire list of what is and what is not tax exempt. And you can get online and check that out as well.
At your website, yeah. Which is?
LasCrucesBulletin.com.
So go to the web to get the full list.
Yeah, but it's sort of fun. Some people say I avoid the weekend entirely because the stores are crowded. But some people say, hey, it's time to get out there, sort of like a mini Black Friday. Rub elbows with other shoppers and, you know, find some deals.
Okay. All righty. Sounds like a plan for the rest of the weekend. Well, speaking of saving money and spending money, business, that's in the news section. Another big story. This is one that you and I are going to be talking about probably for many weeks up until we expect anyway, up until November. And that is, of course, the big story in Las Cruces, the minimum wage proposal. The petitions now have been certified by the city clerk, and this would raise the minimum wage to $10.10 by 2017. You have a story about this in the newspaper because there's now a process to go forward, and it begins Monday at the city council.
Yeah, it does. And I hope people aren't getting sick of the story because it's so important.
It sure is.
Well, we've had a lot of coverage on it, but that's because it is so important. Todd Dixon has really covered this story very well. But yeah, you're right. CAFE, the group, and their supporters want to get the minimum wage raised. That's hard to say. And this Monday, the city council gets to affirm the city clerk's decision. The city clerk has decided that they do have the proper signatures and enough of them and everything to get this put on the ballot, which is about 3 months away from now, actually, if you think about it. The election is coming up faster than we realize. And so the city has already passed a more modest, you know, minimum wage increase, this allows it to still go on to the ballot. The city, of course, has the option to just accept the CAFE higher minimum wage and go with that. I don't really expect that to happen, but of course, what do I know? So yeah. I expect that if the city council sort of approves this, it will go to the ballot here in 3 months.
It certainly seems likely because of the four members who voted for the $8.50. minimum wage proposal have given no indication of support to accept
to a
the
higher
10-10.
One, right. Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens and get ready for a fight, I guess. You know, the chambers, the business leaders are really against this and they have their reasons. And the supporters obviously think that it is high time. This is a national debate going on right now. So that's going to be an interesting 3 months, despite all the other election races that are going on. This is going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Very interesting and very, very important. And regardless of where you feel the minimum wage should be, one of the things, Brooke, that I think is very much overlooked and underreported in terms of this issue that is so important is that this just beginning this dialogue in Las Cruces and as you point out, around the nation has done something that shouldn't be overlooked, that's incredibly important, and that is that many of these minimum wage laws have instituted indexing for inflation.
Yes, they have.
Which, you know, this, Brooke, is probably, I'm going to say this, I'm going to go out on a limb here, this is probably one of the most important overlooked issues in our economy right now. Because over the last 5 to 10 years, people of all wages, including many middle-income jobs, have lost enormous buying power due to their wages not keeping up with inflation. It is a serious, serious matter. Regardless of whether you feel that's good or bad, it's a serious, serious matter, and something that these laws have done to institute in law that, hey, you know, you've got to keep up with inflation. You can't be paid less.
Yeah, a buck is not a buck anymore. No, it changes, right. And it changes fast, that's for sure. And when you add in the increased expenses of, you know, health care, you know, obviously that is all in flux and changing with Obamacare coming along. But people were getting situations where you would get a raise and be making less money because, or like you said, having less, you know, buying power with your money.
I mean, and that's happened to many, many people. If their wage doesn't keep up with inflation, on top of that loss, for some people who may have gotten very, very small raises, they actually literally may have lower take-home pay due to higher deductions for health care, for pension, or some other reason. It's truly a serious matter.
Yeah, so this is it's a very interesting debate, and you're right, it has big ramifications, and it's going to be an interesting, I hate to say fun, because it's so important, and there's people's livelihoods and, you know, both on both sides of the issue on the line here, but it's going to be very interesting to watch.
Absolutely. Well, moving on to sports, a more pleasant topic to some people, because it's not politically charged, if you will.
As much.
Not as much.
But there's a lot of money still involved. I write a column this week about fantasy football. And this is the month where people are going to be starting to have their fantasy drafts. NFL camps are started. We have NFL preseason games just about ready to start already. So it's like a $4.5 billion industry out there. Of course, most people do it just for entertainment purposes only, I'm sure. But a few dollars get waged here and there. And a lot of people use sites like ESPN and NFL.com and everything and set up their leagues and do their drafts. And I just sort of have a lot of fun with that. So I think people enjoy reading about that.
You have another sports story that's fairly close to home here. New Mexico State University, a longtime employee who tells us about what's going on as far as sports goes here at the university, is moving on.
Yeah, Tyler Dunkel, he's been here since 2001, back when I was a sports writer the first time he came on board. So I've known him for a number of years. He has, like I said, he's been with NMSU since 2001, has been the head sports information director since 2005. And he is moving on to work for the NMAA, which stands for the New Mexico Activities Association. And they oversee all the sports here in the state, the high school sports, and also a lot of activities that are not necessarily sports. Am I getting tongue-tied? But, you know, choir, different things. And they also oversee, like, physical fitness and bowling and a whole variety of things. So he's going to be traveling the state a lot. And so we'll still see him down here. But it'll be different not to have his face in the press box at Aggie games.
Absolutely. Good luck to you, Tyler. And moving on to business, the business section in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Hope it's on. It was on your doorstep on Friday. If not, you can pick it up at lots of different places around town. And in business, good news for local veterans, an opportunity for them from a group we've talked about many, many times, SCORE.
Yeah, no doubt about it. SCORE is a group that everybody who's even thinking about starting a business should go and talk to. It's free advice from mentors who all were in the business world. Many of them are retired, not necessarily all of them. And, you know, there's all kind of free advice around here. The SBDC, West, and SCORE, all three right there you can get free advice from if you want to start a business. And SCORE obviously has their share of veterans there, and they know what it's like to be a veteran to try to start a business. And also there are certain avenues and help that veterans can get that are specifically designed for veterans. So, and then there are some classes coming up here in the fall too, different classes, and you know, so they're open to everybody, but there's some things that are designed specifically for veterans. So check that out.
That is fantastic. All right. Also another business story that may have gotten overlooked in a busy week of news. You may have seen this on KRWG.org. It's in the bulletin this week, so you can read more about it. Doñana County, quite a story here. Actually, I believe the only county in the state of New Mexico, and I would imagine one of the few counties in the country, the entire county is, correct me if I'm wrong, Brooke, part of now a foreign trade zone. Is that right?
That is true. It went from being just a few spaces within the county to being the entire county is part of the FTZ. And that means that business can come here, and there are special programs and things that happen if special help me out here. I can't say
subsidies,
what I'm trying to say.
Benefits.
Subsidies, benefits, exactly. Been a long week. But yeah, for people who want to build a warehouse, a manufacturing facility within an FTZ, and usually they have to try to find those certain spots, and now the entire county. So, you know, the West Mesa Industrial Complex out here outside of Las Cruces and everything, they're all wide open. So this will really help people like Mavita and stuff attract companies to our county.
That is great news for sure, and hopefully that will spur some more good jobs in our area. This week we kind of got even more indication that it seems unlikely that New Mexico is going to get that big manufacturing plant from Tesla. Read this week that Texas is upping the ante. Arizona and Tucson has a $3 billion, that's right, B, billion dollar incentive in terms of a building permit to bring Tesla in. So, you know, it's just it doesn't look good for New Mexico.
It was probably
for sure
a long shot for us anyway, but we had to give it the good old college try.
That's right. Give it a try. That's all you can do. Moving on to entertainment, maybe something you want to put on your calendar for next weekend in Mesilla.
Yeah. 1 week from today, actually. Saturday, August 9th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the St. Clair Winery and Bistro, which is on Avenue de Mesilla, 1720 Avenue de Mesilla, is the Red, White, and Blues Festival. That sounds like a lot of fun. This is the first one they've had. So there's the group here in town, the Mesilla Valley Jazz Group, and they've always put on different shows and performances and that sort of stuff, and they decided why not to go ahead and have a festival itself. So this should be a lot of fun. A lot of different musicians will be playing, and so I might try to check that out myself.
That sounds like
I can get a babysitter. You want a babysitter?
Great
for me
time. Does sound like a good time.
I got to ask you in front of all these listeners to see if you know.
I'll have to get back to you on that, Brooke. Now, Zach Hansen does his weekly movie review in the Las Cruces Bulletin. And you've kind of been speculating that maybe Zach is.
Maybe the heat's getting to him.
Lately, the heat's been getting to him. We don't know. But he's had a few D's and F's. And unfortunately, this weekend, another F for a movie that I think did fairly well at the box office called Lucy.
Yeah, it did well at the box office. Now, Zach's had a lot of good reviews too, but and he's a great guy and really knows what he's doing. But he really, really, really didn't like the movie Lucy at all. Luc Besson's latest movie. He says it's a brainless mess and it fails in every way. So it's hard. Yeah, he gave it an F.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Exactly. I still want to see it myself. It looks very interesting to me. So I'll probably go against his recommendation.
Well, if you see it, I'll have to hear
him
what you
and I have
think
had a few disagreements
this.
In the office anyway. We agree more often than not, but we've had a few disagreements.
Yeah.
So.
Sometimes a certain element in a film or a certain actor or actress will rub someone the wrong way and they'll just hate the whole thing. And, you know, I find for myself, and I think there's other folks who might say this, is that if you really enjoy the actors and the performances, even if the script isn't that great, you still enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
It sure does.
And this one, you know, it's about how using potential for your brain and I just find that fascinating. Do we use enough of our brain? And what could happen if we do use more?
It does sound like an interesting concept. NPR did a little piece on how much of our brain we use, which is all of our brain. This 10% idea has never been
true.
Incorrect,
yeah.
So it did sound like an interesting concept. Well, you're always interesting, Brooke. Brooke Stockberger is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, thanks for being here.